Okay, five words for Parshas Bahar. B'chukosai Tavshin Ayin Ches Chazak Chazak Beniz Chazek. Learning Shmeid Tzchus for Shlem for Baruch Tzvi Rivka Basia Rivka Gold Basia Yudis Pesor Shar Chol Yisrael. We start off with three ideas in Bahar and two ideas in B'chukosai. Pasuk says in Perchav Hey Pasuk Yudalid, talking about all about not cheating each other. Beginning of Sheni V'chisimkru Mimkar L'Misecho Kono Miyad L'Misecho. When you make a sale to your fellow, when you buy from the hand of your fellow, do not victimize him. The puzzle says when it goes on how to do business, you design the lo sonu ish asemiso, do not harass one another. You should have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem is your God. The Sfarno has an amazing explanation on why it says Kiani Hashem Alokechem. Says the Sfarno, Elokei HaKoinev Elokei HaMocher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the buyer, and he's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the seller. Umakbid ani alonas kol echem mehem. And umakbid, I'm careful, I'm strict on every single person on how the on if you cheat each other or not. At the end of the day, I really thought this is a very ben adam lechavero type of thing. Because when it comes down to, we know Sfira is all about ben adam lechavero, especially 2 weeks now to go to Matan Torah. But parenthetically, I think it also when we're in business, we also have to realize the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. Specifically, sometimes when we're so involved in the business world, we're so involved in this deal and that deal, we don't realize that that Kadosh Baruch Hu really is behind everything. They say a great mashal from Rav Meir Pramishlaner, one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, that a guy came to Rav Meir Pramishlaner and he said the following to him. He said, Rebbe, he was very worried. He said, Rebbe, help me. Someone is opening up a business like mine right down the street from me. What's going to be? I'm going to lose all my business. They're opening up another business right down the street from me. So Rav Meir Pramishlaner said a beautiful thing. He said to him, he said, tell me, have you ever noticed before a horse drinks from a pond or a river, he always stamps on the ground first? Rav Meir asked the guy, do you ever see a horse? And he said, yeah. Why does he do that? Because when the horse looks in the reflection in the pond, he thinks there's another horse there. So when he's looking at himself, and he doesn't realize that it's himself, he really thinks that it's someone else already. So what does he do? He tries to chase the other guy away. He tries to chase him away. Says Rav Meir Pramishlaner to the guy, don't worry about those other business. The threat to you is just a figment of your imagination. Meaning, the Rabbonu Shalom is going to give you the money that you deserve. Okay, so at the end of the day, there might be a competing business down the street. And so I think maybe nowadays we could say a competing business, this and that, competing in whatever it is. But at the end of the day, we have to realize, just like Rabbi Pramishlaner said, let's not be that horse. You have to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the show no matter what's going on into our eyes in the business world. Moving on to the second idea, Pasuk says in Chafei Chav Gimel, Ki gerim v'so shavim atem imadi. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the land should not be sold in perpetuity. Ki gili ar kim gemar, because you are gerim to me. Rabbi Baruch HaMezhbish says, what's a deeper understanding of these words, Ki gerim v'so shavim atem imadi? So it says Rabbi Baruch HaMezhbish, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, if the Jews feel like you're a ger in this world. What does it mean to you feel like you're a ger? Meaning that you're a stranger in this world. That really, you're at the end of the day, a Jew is a chelek aluka mimal. We're oilam habadik of Jews. We don't need this world. Obviously, we use this world to be uplifted. But at the end of the day, we don't feel bogged down by it. Then, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Imadi. Ki geir miso shivim atem. If you feel like you're a ger in this world, then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Imadi, you're with me, you're on my side. Which reminded me of the great story of the Chavetz Chaim. The guy saying, Chavetz Chaim once had a guest at his house. And the guy asked the Chavetz Chaim, where is all your furniture? The Chavetz Chaim looked at him and he said, where's all your furniture? So the guest said, no, Rebbe, I'm just passing through, Radin. This isn't my, I'm just passing through. So the Chavetz Chaim said back to him, he said, I'm also just passing through. I think when it comes to this world, maybe a way to be able to work on our Gashmi's things, to be able to realize that we're just passing through, just like the Chavetz Chaim said, or Baruch HaMashba says, Ki geir miso shavim, once you realize you're geir, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yimadi, you're with me. Finally, the third and final idea for Parshas Bahar, Chav Hei Lam and Hei, Pasuk says, V'chi amucha ich, achicha umata yadu yimach, if your brother becomes impoverished, becomes poor, and you have to stretch out your hand to him. You have to help him no matter what so he can live with you. So Shlomo Karliner has a very beautiful pshat. He says, when it comes down to Kidei Lazar Yehudi, when it comes to helping a Jew, you have to be able to get into the sand up to your neck. At the end of the day, you have to do a mata yado imach. You have to stretch out your hand no matter what. Like someone who's mamash falling off a mountain, you have to be able to help when it comes down to it. If someone's in trouble, a Jew's job to be able to go out of his way to be able to help other people. Where do we get this understanding from helping other people? I think it really comes down to it from the midah of anava. When a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him with things, blesses him with opportunities, and then he's humble about it, then the Jew always wants to help people. Right? The pasuk, the first opening mission of Pirkei Avos says, Moshe kibbel Torah miSinai. And Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't. He got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kedushas Levi. What does it mean he got the Torah from Sinai? It means he learned the midah of anava. Once you learn the midah of anava, then you can understand the Torah. You want to have a beautiful mountain Torah. You want to have a beautiful mountain Torah in a few weeks, Bezat Hashem. First, you have to work in your anava. So, you want to know how to be able to help Jews. You have to do everything you can. I think Reb Shlomo Kalina's verse says you have to do anything you can. When he's falling down the mountain, you have to be ready to throw yourself into a ditch. You have to help him out. I added on the idea that where does this lesson come from? It really comes from understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the Welt, and if we have certain things, you have to realize that everything comes from Hashem. And realize that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. Moshe Rabbeinu became, you want to become great and tired. First it starts with the Midos, it starts with the Anava. Moving on to Parshas Bechukosai, jam-packed Parsha, famous Chafetz Chaim, on the Pasuk, Bechukosai Teilechu, right, Shatiya Melem Batar, Rashi says, and Chafetz Chaim says it's not just all about the end results, it's about it's the work, right, it's not about the Yankees championship, it's about the season, it doesn't matter about the championship, but that's not the idea we want to focus on this year. This year I want to focus on Bechukosai Teilechu from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a lot of explanations on this Pasuk, and he says a very beautiful thing. He says, Bechukosai Teilechu, what does this mean when you learn the Torah? When you learn the Torah, or when you're a Balach Techa B'derach, right? Not only the app. How many times when we're walking, when we're driving, there's so much time for us to be able to learn Torah, says the Chafetz Chaim, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Torah is giving us a very, very careful, very, very, very specific rule in this week's Parsha. Bechosai, you're going to learn Teilechu. Don't just say, I'm going to learn Torah when I'm sitting. No. When you're Baderech, when you're Bahalicho, then Bechosai Teilechu, when you're walking, make sure we have the Torah. That's what they say about Rav Moshe, they say about this about the Bavitch Rebbe, they say this about the Chazon Ish, and all the great Gedolim. Whenever you saw them walking in the way, in the street, you always saw their lips moving. And sometimes they would ask them to people would go close and see what was going on there, and they would see that they were signing Mishnayos by heart, they were signing to tell them, they were using the time that they were out and about to be able to go closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's specifically the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Bechosai Teilechu. When you're walking, make sure you're in Bechosai Shetiyo Melem Torah. You're signing Mishnayos by heart, you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, little spoders, you're connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And finally, for the fifth and final idea for Bahar Bechosai Tav Shanayin Ches, the Helag of Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says in Perek Chavav Pesukim Mem to Mount Alf, talking about a vidui on our sins. V'svadu esavon v'esavon avosu b'maylam asher malu bi v'av asher hochul imo b'keri. When we're going to confess our sins and the sins of our forefathers and when we messed up, which they committed against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and also we walked against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, af ani alach imach b'keri v'evesi usam b'eretzim oyveim. I will also walk contrary unto them and bring them into the land of their enemies. So the Chavetz Chaim says, at first glance, it seems difficult to understand this pasuk. The Torah says this, we should confess our sins. It's a positive thing to do vidui. But then why does the next pasuk say we're going to get more punishment for confessing our sins? We're doing something good, right? Says the Chavetz Chaim. V'zvadu azavona v'imkei mechemet shezvadu halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu limcho v'imkei lama yelech imam b'keri. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu now going to bring us into the land of our enemies? If we're doing vidui, says the Chavetz Chaim. Sometimes we just do vidui, but we don't do tshuva, we don't do charata, we don't do kabbalah al habal al asim. And says the Chavetz Chaim, if you only have the beginning part, we only have vidui, you only have the shana baganu gazano, and you go into shul and shema kolenu, you throw in a little line here about bittul Torah, throw a little bit shmir seinayim, balashin hara, but then you're back to your old ways at night. That means says the Chavetz Chaim, l'ficha lo ha'ilu tshuvasam. Your tshuva doesn't count. That's what this pasuk is referring to. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, just doing partial tshuva is very, very beautiful, but it's not real tshuva. Real tshuva is when you do vidui, and the vidui leads to charata, and the vidui leads to kabbalah al asid, and it leads to helping you change. And it's the Rambam. The Rambam says that what real tshuva is when you're put in the same exact position. And I think that a person can't condemn himself. Obviously, we have to try our best. But we can always work on our tshuva to be able to be better and better. Like Rabbi Nachman says, sometimes in life, you have to do tshuva on our tshuva. You have to do tshuva on the way we did tshuva. And I think, as you know, the same thing from the Beis Aaron, that Shavuos is not just a day of Matan Torah. Shavuos is a day of we're getting judged for all our ruchnis for the entire year. So it's a very, very important time to be able to start thinking, especially now in the weeks of Yisod HaMalchus, to start thinking about our tshuvas and our tshuva for ruchnis Bezer Hashem coming up before Matan Torah. Let's just review these five ideas we said from the Sfarno. that Hashem is the God of the buyer and the God of the seller. We have to even understand when we're in the business world, we have to realize that Rabbeinu Shlomo is behind everything. Meir Pomerschlein, when the guy came to him and he said, Rebbe, this guy opened up the same business as me. So he said, you ever see a horse by a river? He said, he always stamps down on when he's looking, when he's getting a drink, because he always thinks there's a horse there. And he wants to chase him away. He said, don't be like the horse. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the veldt, don't be a horse. And I think that's a very important message, especially when we're involved in the business world, in the world of Olam Hazah. Or Baruch of Mezhbris, the second idea says, Ki Ger Matosham Yitam Imadi. Realize when you're in the Olam Hazah world, you're just a Ger, passing through. Then you're Imadi. Then you're with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm with you. That's Chavetz Chaim's story when the guy comes to Chavetz Chaim's house and he says, well, Rebbe, where's all your furniture? And he says, well, where's all your furniture? He says, I'm just passing by. The Chavetz Chaim says, the visitor said, I'm just passing by. So the Chavetz Chaim said, I'm also passing by. We have to realize we're just passing by. Rav Shlomo of Karlin says, you have to stretch out your hand to do whatever you can to be able to help that person. And how do we be able to help that person once you realize to have the right humility? Moshe kibbut Torah mi Sinai. Did he accept the Torah from Sinai? No, accept the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Kiddush HaSlevi. When a person has the Anava, Moshe learned the Amidah of Anava from Har Sinai, right? The famous Gemara that says, to Har Sinai says, why would you have to give the Torah on me? Moshe, so the Har Sinai says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Har Sinai, because you have this level of Anava, then that's Dafka why you're going to get the Torah. And that's when Moshe learned the Amidah of Anava from Har Sinai. The fourth idea is, Rechaim HaKadosh B'chosa Telechu, when you're going on your way, when you're walking and you're driving, and you're here and you're there, you're with the kids, this and that, make sure you're thinking in Torah, you're saying Divrei Torah by heart, whatever it is. As Zevran Rav Moshe and the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Chazon Ish, the words were always coming out of their mouth. And the fifth and final idea is when we get to Vidui, we're talking about doing great things. The Midah of Vidui. And why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us even more punishment? Because says this pasuk is specifically referring to someone who does tshuva, who just Vidui, but he doesn't do full tshuva. It says the Chavetz Chaim, it's Vidui below tshuva v'charata, the Kabbalah Allah above, the Kabbalah Allah said. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that you have to do a real tshuva. Just doing Vidui, that's Christianity. That's not Judaism. Judaism is really making real regret, a real plan for the future, and how to try to fix it in our ways. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us in the way we view our business, in our lives, in our Gashmi's world, in the business world. People do all understand their bonus shemans, the velt, that we're just passing by through this world to be able to help every Jew, no matter who they are, every person, to have the anavo, to be able to help every person. You know, when we're walking on our ways, to have Torah in our minds and Torah in our lips, and finally to be able to do tshuva, and tshuva shalem, Abaz Hashem, before, come now, especially these weeks of Yisod and Malchus, just holy, holy, holy time, especially now before Shkosh.